Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these. But did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer talk about the bomb that was dropped on social media last night. Oh my gosh, and the players are like a who's who. Which side are you on? Who's right? Who's wrong? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Now we have to get into the war of words that happened last night on social media. For those who aren't on Twitter, man, things were going absolutely crazy. What were you going to say, Tommy?
Nothing, but oh. I was going to think about if, like, you know, when we do these, when we come out of commercial break, what if we had, like, James Earl Jones read the tweets that started this war? It'd be great.
All right, since we don't have James Earl Jones, because we don't have that kind of a budget.
Are you going to read it or am I going to read it?
Do you want to read it?
Sure.
Okay. Now let's make sure we have this in the right order. So the first tweet came from Tony Khan, correct? Now I do have to say that I think WWE on Fox was kind of trolling the playoff game over the weekend and sent out like a Kurt Angle gif after the Jaguars were eliminated from playoff contention this past weekend. So I think that might have started it, right, Paul? Like, I think it was like WWE on Fox was kind of trolling the Jaguars game on Sunday.
So it, related or not, not sure. But, like, on December 13th, the Jags sent out a tweet that was like, playoff tickets are on sale now. But they hadn't clinched a playoff spot yet. Then they lost every game for the remainder of the season. And WWE on Fox... 3 days ago, WWE on Fox posted that infamous, like, Kurt Angle gif in a quote tweet for that. So everybody probably tagged Tony in that. They saw it as a veiled shot. So then now you cut to last night when Tony, unprompted at first, sent out the tweet that you're talking about.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, nothing. Hang on. First of all, I don't feel anything is unprompted in 2024. Social media is the worst, especially X, Twitter. Toxic place to go on. If you look at a bigger picture television rights, there's a lot of rumors going on. If this is what you're getting from networks, and it is uncommon, not uncommon, for football teams to troll each other, but not kind of uncommon for networks. So if I don't get on this, if I don't renew with the current network that I'm on, I would say a Fox is not a possibility and a USA Network would not be a possibility. That's a thing. Or if I do get on, the person who's tweeting it, you will be fired immediately. And so you should be. Anyway, that's what I have to say about that. Not scary signs, because for everybody who wants to be a hater of pro wrestling, if something happens to AEW and it does not have television or it goes away, the business dies and takes a massive, massive hit. And we all talk about tribalism and all that stuff. Last night, how does Tommy Dreamer go to bed? All-Star Wrestling, Classic Wrestling, Mid-South, World Class, and Mid-Atlantic. And then I put on King of Queens and I fall asleep. Actually, last night, I apologize, it was Cheers, which I've only laughed once on 8 episodes, by the way. Not the biggest Cheers mark.
I love Cheers. Like, that's sacrilegious. Well, and you know, and speaking of All-Star Wrestling, imagine if Ivan Putski back in the day had Twitter. Imagine some of the stuff that would be going out in 1979 if there was Twitter back then from Ivan Putski, just saying.
Some of it is atrocious and some of it is amazing. Yes. Anyway.
Or you could just have fun with it and laugh it off. You could do that too. Or ignore it.
Ignoring it is really the best thing, because no matter what you say, it's going to be taken poorly.
Or anyway. Maybe, you know what, if you want to make the playoffs, don't go for it on fourth down when there's 8.5 minutes left in the game. But that's just me.
Just saying.
Just saying. Thank you. Thank you, Bully. Go ahead, Tommy.
Are you ready? A double standard at 7:30.
Can you please tell me who said the tweet?
This is from Tony Khan in my serious Twitter voice.
Okay.
A double standard at 7:30 hook, 28-1 career record on winning streak calls out the champ. A logical challenge sparks online outrage. Jinder has literally lost every single match. He's in for the past year. Immediately gets title shot. Where is the rage? Hashtag AEW Dynamite tomorrow on TBS.
Okay. Now, this is the way I look at it when I saw it. Why are you bringing up... First and foremost, maybe it's just me. I didn't see any Twitter outrage about Hook. Like, I didn't see any... I didn't see one tweet. Not saying that there weren't any. I'm just saying I didn't even see one tweet about people being angry about Hook getting a title shot. The other thing is, if people are angry about Hook getting a title shot, who cares? Like, Hook's getting a title shot. 28-1. Sounds like he deserves to get a title shot. Especially, like, Bully, we talked about wins and losses starting to matter again on AEW. Second part, and then we'll go to you, Bully. Second part is, why are you bringing up what's taking place on Monday Night Raw and asking where's the outrage? That has nothing to do with your show on Wednesday and your show on Dynamite or Hook getting a championship opportunity. The way you do things in your mind is the right way to do things, and you do you and let them do them. I don't understand why you have to bring in the WWE at all or Jinder Mahal, who just came back into the equation. I feel like that's a little bit unfair, and obviously, the head of a company, I don't think, should be tweeting out something. That's just my opinion. Bully, what say you?
Whether you look at this from a perception or a reality point of view, what good did that tweet do Tony Khan, AEW, or the talent in AEW last night?
Other than maybe rallying the troops a little bit and getting people to...
The troops as in the fan base or the troops as in the wrestlers?
The fan base.
Okay. What I saw last night was even the fan base with a bad taste in their mouth. People specifically saying online, I'm an AEW fan and I don't agree with this tweet. Or this type of tweeting from Tony. What good did it do? Nothing. Zero. You are allowing people to get to you. You are showing the world that social media is bothering you. Because he had to have read this Hook outrage somewhere. Maybe a million people directly tweeted Tony Khan about the Hook outrage, and that's what he was responding to. And
okay.
He responded to...
Okay, but Bully, but if that's the case, couldn't you just send out a tweet and say, if that was bothering you and if that was the case, couldn't you just tweet out, hey, fans, Hook is 28-1. If anybody deserves a championship opportunity now, it's Hook. Look at what he's done over the last 6 months on Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision. I'm looking forward to seeing his match, yada, yada, yada. Wouldn't that have been a better way to respond than bringing in something else?
I don't mind that you cut me off just now, but that's exactly what I was going to... No, that's exactly what I was going to say. If a million people tweeted at you and you felt the absolute necessity to pick up your phone and engage, that's exactly what I would have said back. And that would have been it. As the booker, as the owner, and you felt the need to justify to a fan base or to outside fans why Hook is getting this shot, that's it. Exactly what you just said. He's 28-1. He's got this going on for him. Blah, 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 rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, and your sister's ass. This is why he's getting the shot. End of story. Now you go and bring gender into the equation. Now you're acting like a mark who is bothered by what he is reading on social media. You need to be above that. You need to be more professional than that. You need to lead by example. You don't need to open up your entire company to a whirlwind of tweets about this. Did I see some AEW diehards last night on social media going, go Tony, go. You're our God. Yes, Tony, we love you. Yes, there was a spattering of it. For the most part, all he did was put AEW and himself in a negative spotlight last night by the tweets. Listen, I bust chops. I bust everybody's chops, but I'm fair and I'm honest. And I like AEW a lot more than most people give me credit for, because they read stupid IWC dirt sheet headlines and don't actually listen to what I say on Busted Open. I want AEW to succeed for the same reason Tommy said, because the more companies that are open, the better it is for the wrestling business, the better it is for wrestlers, the better it is for us. Why would I want to see AEW go out of business? Preposterous. If I was sitting alone with Tony Khan in a room and he was lucid and open-minded, I would say, Tony, when it comes to this stuff, put down the phone. No good comes of it. Promote your shows. Promote the Wednesday show. Promote the Friday show. Promote the Saturday show. Thank the fans every night after they watch. Keep your social media positive. You have a lot of followers. Use it all for good. Once you start doing this stuff, people are going to turn on you. And last night, I saw a significant amount of people turning on him. Now, if Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision do better numbers this week than they ever have, and I'm not talking about just improving by 20 or 30,000 and keeping it in your normal range. If for some reason Dynamite were to hit a million people, they did a great rating. They did a million. And you could directly attribute it to the tweets, then good job, Tony, by stirring up enough people to watch your show. But I don't think that's the case here. Go ahead.
It's a lot. Here's a few things. Dave, I 1,000% agree with you on what you said about responding and how the response could have gone down. But here's another thing. I have seen people talk negative about you and your show. You don't respond back. Bully, last week, someone said something about when you were, and they're like, oh, they still haven't even talked about NXT. And you publicly put out there, relax, we haven't gotten to it yet. That's that same type of action. And this was during a commercial break that sometimes people see when you're passionate about what you have. And Tony has specifically said a lot of things. The other thing, like I was talking about, what I disagree with, Dave, just because you didn't see it doesn't mean that he didn't see it. For me, I've gotten a lot of backlash for being 52 and having the digital media championship. And I'm like, really? It really matters? Or I hate Tommy Dreamer because he has a title. Dreamer, you need to start putting over the younger talent. And I was like, there's so much to this. And I respond to people via DM. And I don't, there's certain people, they'll screen cap it. But I just kind of go, hey, well, here's the reason. In the sense of, I'm sorry you hate it. Either don't watch or wrestling should be fun. It really shouldn't matter that much. That's really it.
But you get it
specific
would you?
To okay. you. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, Dave.
No,
go, Dave.
No, I was going to say, but Tommy, that would be like you responding to one of those fans and saying,
absolutely.
Well, didn't you just
absolutely.
See The Rock come back to the WWE? And, you know, he could affect the main event at WrestleMania 4. Where's the rage there? Like, you would never bring in another
correct.
Company and another wrestler into the equation or into the discussion. And it's the same thing with what you're saying and with what Bully just said. Bully responding to a fan saying, hey, I want more NXT talk. And Bully saying, yeah, well, hold your horses. We're going to get to it in a little bit. Like, he's not bringing in another podcast or another radio show. Like, it's
I'm not saying, hey, hold your horses. Didn't you hear Wrestler X? Didn't you hear Booker's podcast where he did this, this, and that? And I remember that specific tweet. It happened 15 minutes into the show. We had another 2 hours and 45 minutes left.
But I'm just saying it's a reaction. That's what social media is. Or even when I do respond to people, they're like, I'm sorry, delete the tweet. I'm like, no, don't delete the tweet.
But what
that's
Dave
social
said,
media.
But what Dave is agreeing with your passion and reaction.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that Tony should have reacted in a way that was,
yes,
I'm justifying not taking the shot at the WWE. Because by taking that comparison shot, you're showing that social media is bothering you.
Listen, I get it. Maybe it does. It don't bother me. It don't bother me about... But we're all different people. I mean, listen, dude, straight up, social media has literally killed people. There's people who have committed suicide.
Monica Mura, one of my friends.
Correct. Because of social media. And now, like, it's a toxic world. I seriously, like, this past weekend, I said, I have to stop looking on Instagram. Why? It never ends. And, like, I'm on this deep dive of friggin' aliens in Miami, government conspiracy, all this stuff. And I'm like, I just want this out of my brain. And I literally just put my phone down. It is a thing. And then it is where people like, hey, a constant person is going at it. Or then when somebody who does says something, and I know we'll get it, but when then you have a network coming at you, hey man, my gloves are up. I think of like the past and I say, thank God social media wasn't around during ECW because we had a leader who was insane and passionate about what he would do. And I'm sure he would tell people to go F themselves and blah, 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 blah.
All right. But to follow up on what Tommy just said, Bully, that's fine. Like you have the freedom to do that. You obviously have the platform to do that. But when you do that, you're opening yourself up to more criticism. So you're firing.
And I don't think AEW can afford to be opened up to more criticism as of right now.
I mean, in my estimation, I agree with that. I just don't think there's any reason for it. But and this is where I want to bring in Paul. Because Paul, you know, this was just the tip of the iceberg. because obviously there's more to this as well. There was that tweet from Tony Khan, but then there's more of a follow-up because now we're just giving you the one side of it. So, you know, if you can, just go through the order of what happened next.
Yeah, so after that tweet, there was a completely unrelated tweet by Raj Giri, and Raj tweeted out about Seth and about Jinder, and he said, "These guys do have history. Seth Rollins defeated Jinder Mahal in the tournament finals to become the first NXT champion." And then that reply was given by the USA Network, who tweeted out, "What was the cage match rating?" Which is a thinly veiled shot at Tony. And just for the record, Dave, like, Tony has come on our air before and said this episode of Dynamite was one of the highest rated ones ever on cagematch.com yes. or .net. Yes. So it's not like that's like completely out of nowhere. He said it. So then Tony Khan quote tweeted that USA Network tweet. What was the cage match rating? And he wrote, "A moral victory for USA is one win more than their world title challenger Jinder Mahal has in the past 364 days because it's literally a full year since he won a match. You really put AEW in our place getting Jinder Mahal in a big match on your TV show. Do it more often." He's like arguing with USA Network, basically.
Yes.
And Jinder Mahal was trending number one last night. So great job, Tony Khan, getting Jinder Mahal over.
Now, there's more, Paul.
Yes.
So that, because at some point, you know, we get Jinder Mahal response that he later deleted, but Jinder Mahal tweeted as well. What was Jinder's tweet from last night?
Yeah, so Jinder tweeted, "Who TF is Hook?" So who the fuck is Hook? And then he goes, in all caps, "Watch Raw on USA Network next Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 3 exclamation points.
And then, if I remember, Taz joined in on the conversation at that point, correct?
So Taz quote tweeted that tweet because the way Jinder spelled Hook was capital H, lowercase O-O-K. And Taz just tweeted out, he quote tweeted that, and he did, in all caps, Hook, with a period after it.
Just to let him know, to educate him, because obviously Jinder Mahal didn't know who Hook was. So obviously he's not going to know how to pronounce it on Twitter. And then there was the side argument or back and forth when it comes to
with Eric Bischoff.
With Tony Khan and Eric Bischoff. And Eric Bischoff obviously has been very vocal about some of the criticism of AEW and obviously not the best relationship between Tony and Eric Bischoff. And they had kind of a side tweets going on back and forth, Paul.
Sure. So in the double standard tweet, the first one, Eric Bischoff sent a clown emoji to which Tony Khan responded with a gift from Dynasty. And it said, "Get out of my sight, you miserable has-been." And then later on, Eric Bischoff quote tweeted someone that basically was like, you know, Abaddon. Tony forgets that he literally gave Abaddon a title shot after being off AEW TV for over a year, the exact same situation as Jinder. And then Eric Bischoff wrote, you know, like, "Hey, Tony, is it true or is this a bot?" And that's when Tony Khan quote tweeted that. I said, "No, Eric Bischoff, not true at all. Abaddon returned to AEW and then won a four-way match on TNT against other great wrestlers to earn a title shot, which is completely different than someone going a full year losing every match they're in and getting a title shot without a single win. So if you're keeping score, that is the third shot at Jinder Mahal directly from Tony Khan." And then he replied with, "Reading would be your friend, Eric." There's more, if you like. But
no, stop. I think at this point we could stop because let's just stop. At some point, it becomes a little bit embarrassing. And now it's like, now you lost me. Now I'm not even I'm not interested anymore. Now I'm not interested anymore.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both,
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. I mean, now we're talking about wrestling. Like, all right, this person's getting a title shot without being on TV 1 year. Now we're asking, well, Abaddon was off of TV. Yeah, but Abaddon didn't get a title shot, got into a match for the number one contendership. Who cares? One company does one thing one way. The other company does it another way. One has history between the two. One doesn't. Like, come on, it's wrestling, for crying out loud. It's entertainment. Like, I almost feel like there's almost two things I feel here, guys. Like, either Tony Khan needs to put the phone down, like you were saying, Bully. Like, almost at this point, put the phone down. Have somebody else tweet. Don't even tweet anymore. Have somebody else tweet for you, because this isn't working. And the other part of me thinks that, like, maybe it is like a ploy. Maybe he's having fun. Maybe this is fun. Maybe this is just a goof and it's joking around. At this point, I don't know. Is it joking around and goofing around with your buddy Eric Bischoff, who's in on the joke? Or is this like where it's like, at this point, please, for the love of your company and your title, stop tweeting? Because the only word I could describe what Paul was talking about, for all parties involved, embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Stop. Stop it. This is not head-to-head competition. AEW and Raw are not on the same night. They're on different nights. What do you give a shit what happens on a Monday night? Your show is on Wednesday nights, Friday nights at 10 p.m., and Saturday nights. As far as I know, there is no WWE competition going head to head. So stop.
No, there is. So no, wait, let me stop you right there. I believe, and this is my opinion, that there is competition between AEW and the WWE. And that competition lies in Tony Khan's head. In Tony Khan's mind, he is in direct competition with the WWE. This is not Eric Bischoff versus Vince McMahon in the Monday Night Wars. This is not Paul Heyman and the true wrestling revolution that was ECW that changed the world going up against the WWE and WCW. This is completely different. AEW stands on its own. It's its own company. It has carved out its niche within the wrestling world.
It's on national TV. It's on national TV. They've Correct. Had a show. They've had a show in front of 81,000 people at Wembley, which a lot of people say is the largest crowd to ever see a wrestling show. You know what? You must be doing something right to be able to have a show with 81,000 people in it, right or wrong. So, like, what are you worried about what the other wrestling company is doing and how they do it?
Because
Hang on, guys.
Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead.
There's so much to it. I mean, if you remember going back and forth with the Wednesday Night Wars and the tweets about the marathon and the sprints and the race, Twitter, Triple H saying you're piss and company on television, stuff like that.
True.
And there's True. Also something called pride. Bully, you know this. I went down with the ship with ECW because I believed in it so much. There was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was injecting it. Here's a guy who's also putting a shitload of his own money into a wrestling company. And it's really like the entire tweet and all this, it was like, hey, there's a double standard here. But you don't, yes, don't acknowledge it. But the other company, but this has been a thing going back and forth. So you can't say there's a war. Tony specifically said, I don't remember where he said this, but they did something while his mom was in the hospital. And that was a specific thing that he was like, this is very personal to me. And
I don't know what I'm clueless to what you're talking about right now. They took a shot at Tony's mom.
There was something that, no. There was something that happened while Tony's mom was in the hospital. And it was a something very, very specific. He has said it publicly. And so, like, of course you're going to take... Listen, I took everything personal when it came to business. Back then, man, when people would leave ECW, I'd be like, fuck them. And they're my friends.
But what are you taught, Tommy? You're taught that it's business, never take it personal.
But then I learned it. There's been contract tampering. There's been all these different things that have happened when you're, dude, you know this because you were there. Our backs were against the wall. And yes, you're a young company, but your backs are against the wall. Dave, if another show like Busted Open came on and started really making some strides or poking fun, you would be in a different mindset. You really and truly would be because of how
But Tommy, I'm different in that way because there are podcasts out there that take shots at me all the time.
I know that.
And you know that. And my response is no response. Because when you feed into it, the minute I answer any of those things, then I'm showing everybody that it affects me and it bothers me. It doesn't. I don't give a shit. If people want to take shots at me, I'm confident and fine with the success of this show, what I've been able to accomplish, and where I am in my life. If other shows want to take, and I'll get to you in one second, Bully, but if shows want to take shots at me, you know what? Go ahead, because I feel confident in what I'm doing. And then there's shows that take shots at me, and what happened when with Tony Schiavone. Tony takes shots at me all the time, but it's in a good-natured, fun way. I know he's joking around and he's poking fun, and I poke fun back. That's more like, I feel like, I know that Tony Schiavone appreciates this show and appreciates me. But there is a lot of hate for me online, and there's a lot of hate for me on other pod. I mean, there's been podcasts, guys, where I've mentored them. I've said to them, hey, I like what you're doing. You're starting to create a little buzz. Hey, here's some feedback from me. Here's some constructive criticism. And they've gone on their show and gone on the air and ripped me apart and destroyed this show. And I said to myself, okay, I went out of my way to help them. This is how they're responding to it. So I wash my hands of them and I won't bother with them anymore. So like my response is no response. And Bully, like you, go ahead.
I choose to do the same thing as Dave does, Tommy. So I'm putting myself in the very same scenario as Dave and as Tony, okay? You mentioned earlier about me answering, the fan about, hey, aren't you going to talk about NXT? 15 minutes into a three-hour show. So, yeah, yep. He did deserve to get a little bit of a smack on the wrist. Like, chill out, buddy, relax. We're going to get to it. Tommy, I know you've dealt with some stuff on social media before, but on a daily basis, I deal with some of the most negative bullshit from IWC dirt sheets that you could put daily. I keep these dirt sheets in business because every day all I read on social media is Bully Ray said, they listen to this show. They take my words. They flip them around for clickbait headlines. And I read, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Blah, 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 blah. The amount of negativity that I deal with on a daily basis. And I don't retweet one of them. I don't answer one of them. I don't comment to one of them because we are us. We do what we do. We're the number one guys in town. And I would never, ever put these people over. I would never give them the time of day. And I deal with a lot of shit. So that's my apples to apples comparison. Like I could picture you calling me. Like if I answered some of these dirt sheets and retweeted them and actually gave them more play, I could see you calling me and going, dude, what are you doing? A fellow, I'm going to bring it up. It happened one time. I saw Taz retweet somebody who said something negative about him. You know how many followers the guy had? Zero. The guy had zero followers. Nobody in the world knew what this guy said. He was barking negativity about Taz into the air, but nobody heard him. Taz retweets him, or all of a sudden 500,000 people hear him because Taz put lighter fluid on the fire. So
I get it.
Here's a time, a place to take this phone and to take your Twitter and put it down in the best interest of yourself, the best interest of the company that you work for, represent. There are times that I tweet stuff that I don't tag Busted Open because I don't think maybe it's not in the best interest. You know, this is my thought and this is not the thought of Busted Open.
And really quick, Tommy, before you go, I apologize, but when Triple H did make those comments at the Hall of Fame, I roasted him the next day on the show because, first of all, you don't say those things publicly and you didn't acknowledge and he was, I don't think that was smart to do. And then he got burned because when it came to the Wednesday night war between NXT and AEW, it was no war. It was completely one-sided. And to do it at the Hall of Fame, I thought was in poor taste. So you make a remark at that where it's supposed to be a feel-good ceremony when somebody that you're celebrating works for that's on the podium works for AEW. That was a ball shot when you didn't need to go there. So we did take him to task when he did that here on the show.
I know. Listen, to your credit, Bully, to Dave's credit, and to my own credit. I've known Dave has done it. I know you did it. And I've known we've also seen some of these people that have hated on you. And you've also gone up to them and talked to them. Think of how you met Sal from Impractical Jokers. He was an anonymous tweet yelling out your name.
No, that was just a kid standing in line.
I know that, but he made a shitty comment towards you, and you went through a crowd of thousands of people to find him, and you confronted him, and then he bowed down. That is totally, it's like that was social media before there was social media. You went and found the one person who tried to get over on you.
Oh, and just as a little public service announcement to the IWDC dirt sheets who do say negative things about me, I know who you are, and eventually we will cross paths. And much like I have a body of an elephant, I also have the memory of one also.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.